Well, we ordinarily talk to him about rugby, but right now he's Mr. Local Cricket. Jonathan Weeks, how are you, mate?
Good morning, Bear. Good morning, everyone.
Weeksy, talk to us about what is happening with junior cricket in our general region.
Yeah, for the first time this year, the Northern Inland and the Hunter Valley merged in juniors, and part of that experience last weekend was Maitland helped themselves with three titles. So in the 13s, 15s and 17s, we've had a merge side there, of course, from Singleton and Cessnock, which has been the Coalfield side. Big Dave has looked after them. Of course, we've had Gerard Watts, who's looked after the Hutter side there, which has been Musbrook, also Scone. And, yeah, it's just been a fantastic success where the teams have sort of met in the middle. So it's a bit like the North West Regional when it comes to rugby. So when the Scone Rugby Juniors play against somebody like Inverell, they'll meet at Barrow or Tamworth. Well, this is what's happened with these teams. So Maitland's met a Moree or an Narrabri at Tamworth, as we had caught up with Jared a little bit earlier in the year. The Upper Hutter side met and played a Narrabri team in Gunnedah. So it was just that adaptable opportunity for the players at that level of 13s, 15s and 17s to, one, get into the pathway, get themselves stuck into the business of actually getting themselves into the Central North representative sides as well.
All righty. And also, the New South Wales Country Champs are coming to the home of Australia's quick Josh Hazlewood up there in Tamworth.
I didn't know there was a Bendemeer, but there's an argument there between the Bendemeer Bullet and Tamworth. You've got to get this right because you're a Bendemeer boy. But great to see, of course, as we said, our Central North sides will be led by the likes of Luke Knight and also Tom O'Neill, who are locals in this area. And it's great to see that we will have the boys that will start things off between about the 4th and the 8th to the 10th of January. And also we've got the ladies having two-day tournaments as well. So we'll catch up with some of those characters in the fullest time. But all those games will be at Number One Oval or at Riverside in Tamworth. What will happen here because of COVID, the Bradman Cup was going to be played in Albury.
Right.
That will kick things off on the 4th of January. That's the under-16s tournament. And what we will have is Newcastle, Central North, North Coast and also Central Coast playing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 19s will be soon afterwards, which is the Colts. And then the girls will play their 16s and 19s as well. So fantastic to see that we're going to get a piece of the pie when it comes to that. And hopefully, as they all come through from Newcastle and Central Coast, they can empty their wallets in Musselbrook and Singleton and Scone on the way through.
That's what we're looking forward to. We're looking forward to talking more cricket as the summer progresses with our local man, Jonathan Weeks. Weeksy, thanks, mate.
No worries, mate.